This week, we're joined by a receiver, Bakari Grant.
I really want to know. Tell me who are you.
Bakari, thanks for being here.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, first off, allow us to introduce you to the dummy that said he would buy you breakfast for every touchdown you score. Bakari, this is Ferlin. Ferlin, Bakari.
Yes, nice to finally meet you. Maybe made my relationship with Coach McAdoo a little bit better. As you buy me breakfast, I buy him something, so hopefully I get more touchdowns.
Now, you said you want huevo rancheros breakfast. Not that I blame you because it's delicious, but why that meal?
I don't know. I think just being a California kid, I have a flavor for Mexican food, appreciation for it, and I was kind of brought up on it. So the avocado, the beans, and salsa kind of all mixed in. That's the only way I like over easy eggs, by the way. Like, I think it's kind of gross other than that way. I don't know why.
You don't dip the toast in? No.
I agree with you.
But see, when you mix it all up with the huevos rancheros, then you're good.
So you also decided that in return for every touchdown you score and in return for every breakfast I buy you, you're going to do something nice. Tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I mean, I kind of just threw it out there. I have two kids, so I really enjoy kind of spending time with kids. I know I've done a lot of work in Hamilton before with some of the community and went to children's hospitals a lot. So I kind of learned and realized that when kids are kind of in situations that they don't necessarily aren't the most fortunate, when they can feel normal for a little bit, it kind of helps. And I think toys are a big way to do that, as well as books kind of as a way for them to escape. So I think kind of my way to kind of dive into the community here is try to find some of the local charities and give a box of toys and books to some kids that could use them.
So obviously you're a community guy. We've also heard that from fans in Hamilton and Calgary. Why is giving back in the city that you play in so important for you?
I think it started for me in Hamilton. So everybody asked me how Hamilton was as a city, and I kind of equated it to Oakland in a lot of ways, and people didn't really understand that because one's in California, the other one's on the east coast of Ontario. And people were kind of like, well, how is it the same? And so where I grew up, Oakland, it's kind of a rough city growing up. A lot of homicides, a lot of poverty. And one of the things that really affected me were boys and girls clubs, community centers where I got to do a lot of art projects and things like that. So I kind of took that and took it with me to Hamilton, understanding that, you know, being raised in that similar community, those are things that really helped me. So I tried to get involved as much as possible with it there. And I just kind of fell in love with giving back and being involved in. You know, the first couple of years in the CFL, you don't really know what it is at first if you're not familiar, and you don't really know the cities that well. And then as you start to dive in more, you start to get some of the history of not only the city, not only the league, but kind of how involved the fans are with the players. And I think most players accept that, and a lot of fans in any city in the CFL will kind of invite guys over, especially around Thanksgiving time when, you know, we're away from family, or when guys just don't have family up or kind of around, some of the fans kind of take you in. And I think that aspect has made me kind of want to dive more into the communities that I play in.
Now, a quick football question for you. What's the biggest highlight to date of your football career?
Biggest highlight to date? That's a good one. Well, for Pop Warner, my second year playing, I won a championship. That was my first championship, so that was a highlight when I was 9 years old, so a little while ago. But second highlight was probably in college. I caught a Hail Mary pass over five people. And before that, I didn't really think Hail Marys, like, were successful. And then that happened, and then I started seeing them all over the place. So that was second highlight. And then third, professional highlight.
Signing in Saskatchewan, right?
signing with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, obviously, number one, on the field. it was funny now thinking back and kind of going back and forth with Kevin Glenn now. He was my quarterback my rookie year in Hamilton, and I had probably one of my best games. It was a semifinal playoff game against Montreal in 2011 that had a pretty good game. Me and Kevin connected on some good balls. So I think that's a good one to reflect on now and kind of look forward to doing that some more.
Well, seems like you guys have a decent connection to start this year, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, being a California guy, obviously a lot different than Canada. Specifically, well...
In some ways.
Yeah. But what's been your favorite part of being in Canada since your playing career started up here?
Unrelated to California or Canada, I think just being able to travel and see cities. So I'm a big art guy. I was art minor in school, interior architecture major. So I was kind of forced into art history classes and had to sit through it. So I think I gained an appreciation for art, especially architecture and different time periods. So like being in places like Montreal last week and being able to go through Toronto and even in Hamilton to kind of see some of those different styles of homes and buildings and the artwork in different cities like Vancouver is really big on artwork. Calgary's actually has a pretty nice art scene. So I think that's been an appreciation for mine, just being in another country, being able to travel and see different cities and get paid to do it. So
everyone's kind of got one. Do you have a hidden talent that maybe our listeners might not know about you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good at making custom furniture. So art was my minor, but sculpture was my focus. And I've never been a very abstract visual person. I like concrete things where it has a start and finish. Otherwise, I don't think it's ever done, and I just keep working on it. So furniture, I think, has an end for me. It's completed at some point, so I'm pretty good at making custom furniture, I think.
So we've all watched the game the other day, all seen the footage. How confident were you? 100% that was a touchdown.
100%.
I kind of thought the way you were on the sideline there, but just thought I'd ask.
No, it's funny. I mean, thing about the CFL is you never know which way it's going to go. So, I mean, as soon as I got in the end zone, I was obviously 100% watching the film. You know, it could have went either way, but, you know, the ref's final word and touchdown is a touchdown, so I'll take it.
Better than not knowing whether it's a catch or not in the NFL, right?
Absolutely, because, hey, just like I say, you never know. So
being an Oakland guy, Warriors fan, I assume?
Absolutely.
So not a LeBron fan?
I am a LeBron fan.
Oh, okay. But yeah. Beating him was great.
Oh, absolutely. Way better beating him than seeing him win. He has enough rings. He's good.
49ers fan?
No, not at all. Well, I'm not a 49ers hater.
I guess it would be a Raiders fan.
I'm a Raiders fan. Yeah. Diehard Raiders fan.
So,
it's bittersweet. I don't want to talk about it.
Are you going to go to Vegas when they go see a game there,
man,
when they move?
No, I'm not. I'm a purist to Oakland. I've always been an Oakland fan. And it sucks because, I mean, obviously the history behind the Raiders is really good. I went through a rough patch in our history. I have to deal with Tom Brady and invented rule, the Tuck rule that was made up. That's when I started hating Brady. And
I think that's pretty consensus around the world right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. See, and that's the thing. Like, I'm a fan of really good players until they affect my city or my team in a negative way.
Oh,
so,
yeah, for sure.
I mean, I still think he's a great talent, but, man, that hurts. But, yeah, so, no, I went through the rough patch, and now that we're finally kind of getting over the hump and performing, and we got Derek performing amazing for the team, and Marshawn's back, and now they want to leave the city, so that's a little frustrating. But other than that, yeah, I'm still a Raiders fan.
Okay, now I'm a Broncos fan here, so it's a good thing that we're on the other side of the table here.
That's okay. Now I can deal with it.
I love Khalil Mack. Mm-hmm. I love what the Raiders have done with their drafts, but Von Miller's better.
Better dancer or just better?
No, he's a better player. NFL Top 100, he was number 2. Khalil, I think, was he 5?
But what's the age difference? I want to say Khalil's maybe a few years.
He's a few years younger, yeah.
So he has some years to catch up. like I said, I'm a fan. I'm more of a fan of players and teams, and of course, I'm an Oakland fan, so that's where I kind of get my loyalties from. But it's always a little bit more fun when you have people going for the other team. Like for me, I have family who are a huge Charger fan, so we go at it a little bit. And then basketball, of course, you know, you have LeBron fans versus Warriors, and it was a good time in training camp. It was really good for me. Got to pay a little of my rent off with.
I was gonna say, did you have any side bets going on with
the? Had a ton
teammates?
Of side
yeah.
bets.
Who was the one that that you took solace in beating the most in a side bet?
Who did I enjoy being the most? Probably Caleb Holly. He was pretty mad. He was pretty upset about it, so I rubbed it in his face a little bit. Newsom, he's a Cleveland kid. So when we went at it, you know, I decided to up the ante a little bit as we got up, and he made an emotional bet and jumped to double the bet. But I didn't make him pay the whole bet, so I knew it was an emotional bet. So I gave him a break on it a little bit.
And if you weren't a pro football player, if you were still playing a sport, would it be basketball that you'd be playing?
If I was still playing a sport, if I was smart, I'd be a baseball player, but I never got to play baseball as a kid. So if it was based on my history, probably basketball or some form of jumping and track, triple jump, high jump, I don't know, something.
Awesome. Bakari, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it.
It was fun. Thanks for having me.